NYC migrant accused of boat joyriding freed without bail, then tries again. By Amy Furr on April 13, 2024. The homeless migrant recently accused of taking an FDNY fireboat and another vessel for joyrides is apparently up to his old tricks again in New York City. The suspect, who is originally from Ecuador, got into trouble for allegedly swiping the historic FDNY boat, then later hopping onto a sailboat. Not long after officials released him without bail on Friday, he reportedly tried to board a much bigger ship in Manhattan. The New York Post reported on Friday, citing multiple sources. The outlet continued. Juan Hernandez, 22, of Ecuador was set free by Judge Marva Brown on Friday morning after allegedly taking the former FDNY-owned vessel John J. Harvey on a wild journey down the Hudson River early Thursday before swiping a sailboat in Chelsea for another jaunt. By noon Friday, the alleged boat bandit was back on the street and trying to get on board the Frying Pan, a 133-foot lightship that boasts a popular floating restaurant at Pier 66, according to workers and owners. Co-owner of the Pier 66 Maritime, Angela Crevy, said the man claimed he left his passport aboard the vessel. However, some people said he may have thought the Frying Pan was the fireboat because of its location and color scheme. The man reportedly demanded to be let onto the barge, but when the police were called to handle the situation, they said they were unable to do anything about him because he is a free man, Crevy explained, adding there was no passport on board the vessel. When speaking of the incidents that happened on Thursday, Crevy said, if he was charged with two counts of grand larceny, why was he released from jail? I don't get this city. I really don't. Video footage shows the John J. Harvey and the Frying Pan. Social media users were quick to share their thoughts on the case, one person writing, NYC has fallen. The mayor calls it the perception of crime. Stay away from NYC. This is the NY you wanted, now, you got it. Keep voting for liberal policies and politicians and they will give you what you deserve, another user commented. It is important to note that sanctuary cities and their surrounding suburbs are suffering a crime wave because of migrants released by President Joe Biden's D. administration after they illegally crossed the border, Breitbart News reported on January 31. Police, particularly in the Chicago area and New York City, reported significant increases in crime related to migrants relocated to their cities, the outlet said. Related, NYPD Chief of Patrol, we're seeing uptick in migrant crime, trends getting bigger.